What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, July 20th, 2016, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday, and another weekend of who knows what is going to happen next. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Couple of historical notes. Today is the 47th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And because I know this will trigger a flood of phone calls and emails saying, oh, it was all faked and all the rest of that stuff, because the propagandists are trying to make the independent media looks silly in the hope the American people will go back to the major corporate TV networks. It's not going to work, but they'll keep on trying. So I posted a link to a collection of third-party evidence for the Apollo moon landings, primarily consisting of images of those landing sites from satellites owned by other countries, not all of whom are very friendly to the United States of America. Now, on a little more personal note, today is the 40th anniversary of the Viking 1 landing on Mars. And for those of you watching on Bamuser, I dusted off my old Viking lander model, Viking lander model for you to all look at here. And so we have that little bit of history. And a little side story. We were supposed to land on the 4th of July, the bicentennial, 1976. And the orbiting team were not able to find a suitable landing spot. The first one turned out to be way too rough, and getting calls from the White House saying, you put it down on the 4th, put it down on the 4th, and flight management stood firm. And so finally the White House said, okay, well, if you can't make the 4th, then delay till the 20th and put it down on the anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. And that's, of course, what ultimately happened. That's why they're both on the same date. And flight management was very prudent, because when the second lander put down, it landed within feet of a giant boulder, which was nicknamed Joe, and I don't remember why, but had the lander come down on top of it, it would have flipped over and been destroyed. So that's why Viking 1 and Apollo are on the same day, because the White House was tinkering with the science yet again. And of course, to basically celebrate Viking, I reposted my article on Viking, Life on Mars, and Dr. Gilbert Levin, because we're seeing today, NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, is still hemming and hawing about life on Mars, maybe, could be, might, could be indications of. And yet, all the way back in 1976, Dr. Levin's labeled release experiment did find evidence of indigenous life on Mars. And history, unfortunately, has a bad habit of giving the wrong people credit for discoveries, and I don't want to see that happen with Dr. Levin. All right, so let's get back into the news of the day, and it's official. Donald Trump wins the GOP presidential nomination. It happened shortly after we went off the air yesterday, and in fact, it happened in the middle of my interview with Jim Goddard, and I'm sitting here trying to talk, and in the meantime, I'm like dancing around in my chair and all the rest of that situation. So that was a win in this long battle to save this country. And of course, immediately all of the dump Trump people are saying, oh, we need a revote. There was irregularities. It should have gone this. It should have gone that. And they're still out there saying Ted Cruz should have gotten more votes. Ted Cruz should not have gotten a vote at all. He is not eligible to serve as president of the United States of America under that constitution. And anybody who is still promoting him as president, either now or 2020, needs to be kicked out of public life, because if you're not going to play by the rules, you shouldn't be allowed to play at all. I mean, look how strict they are being with the Russians over at the Olympics. And that's just a sporting event. We're talking about running the actual nation. Shouldn't we be just as strict? If you don't play by the rules, you get kicked out. We should be. Now, Trump's calls for party unity are working. 95% of all Republicans are now saying they will back Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton. This is Hillary's worst nightmare, because the GOP is uniting behind Trump, and the Democratic Party is factionalized over Hillary's stealing of the nomination from Bernie Sanders, with many, if not most, of Bernie Sanders' supporters saying they're going to cross party lines and vote for Trump or vote independent. So Hillary's going into November with a badly split party who is very, very angry with the Democratic Party leadership for the very heavy-handed way in which they coronated Empress Hillary the First here. Now, Donald Trump has installed as one of the planks of the GOP platform the reinstatement of Glass-Steagall. And immediately it drew an angry reaction from Wall Street saying, you can't do this. This will be the end of us. We won't be able to retire as billionaires at age 25. What's wrong with you? And, of course, everybody's saying, well, the Democrats are promising exactly the same thing. But the difference is Wall Street has been a very heavy donor to Hillary Clinton. They have her in their pocket. The Democrats may talk about Glass-Steagall to make it look like they're worried about ordinary Americans. But Wall Street knows Hillary won't let it happen. Because they own her. They absolutely own her. That's one of the reasons people love Donald Trump. He's got his own money. He doesn't need to go begging to special interest groups to get his money. He's got his own cash. He can't be bought. Now, apparently, even though the protesters outside the Republican National Convention are not as numerous or violent as had been the concern last week, it's still getting pretty icky out there. Apparently, members of the KKK, Black Lives Matter, and the Westboro Baptist Church apparently are flinging bags of their urine at each other. And I would have paid good money to see that. That there's quality entertainment there. And a reminder, story that was covered over at 12160. Trump protesters have openly admitted they are there being paid $16 an hour to go on out and say, Trump is bad, Trump is bad. And it's really embarrassing because the media will say, all right, why is Trump bad? Well, Trump is bad because he's bad, because he's bad. And they don't really know anything about it because they're just there at $16 an hour to do that. And it is getting very, very testy out there. The Democrats are just absolutely in a panic over the fact that the mother of the Benghazi victim was given a platform to basically go after Hillary, Pat Smith. And we've had videos of her talking about what's going on. And it isn't just the loss of her son. It was the insult heaped on her when Pat Smith went public saying that Hillary had told her it was a terror attack one day before they came out with this nonsensical story about this non-existent movie based on a hastily edited trailer cut from yet another movie to say, oh, that's what this was all about. And when Pat Smith went public on that, Hillary Clinton smeared her on national TV as a liar. So anybody out there who thinks that Hillary's a champion of women, you look at how Hillary treated Pat Smith. Not to mention Jennifer Flowers and all those other ladies, the victims of Bill Clinton's sexual appetites. Kathleen Wiley, I don't know if she lost her house or not, but she was on the verge of it last I heard. So anyway, the Democrats are just furious about that. They just think it's icky poo to bring up Benghazi or anything Hillary has done. And they're trying to refocus on, she's a woman. That's why you should vote for her. She's a woman. It's time for a woman president here. And then they're back to that whole one and screaming that all of the history of Hillary's misdeeds is a plot by the vast right-wing conspiracy. And the only reason it all looks so real and Hillary seems to be right in the middle of it, she was just going along with the joke. You know, she just thought it was funny as all heck. I'm going to play along here that we murdered Vince Foster here. You know, they'll forget about it in a couple of weeks. So over at GQ magazine, they have this ultra-liberal writer, Bethlehem Scholes, went out and posted on Twitter that he wanted to beat Pat Smith to death for daring to get up there and say bad things about his goddess, Empress Hillary the First. Now, GQ magazine has apologized, but the damage is already done. And you can almost smell the panic coming out of Hillary's campaign. They know it's a long way till November, and they're in trouble. They're just hanging on in the manufactured corporate media polls. All the online polls already have Donald Trump way, way ahead. And they're out there making the most ridiculous statements. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I thought was supposed to be stepping down as chair of the Democratic National Committee after all the vote fraud and everything else that was going on, came on out with a quote, "Hillary is the most admired and respected woman in the entire world. And on the basis of that one statement, I think it's time to have mandatory drug testing of everybody who's in politics, because Debbie Wasserman Schultz is clearly high as a kite on something to come out with this idea that Hillary's admired and respected. She's feared, especially by all the women who were preyed on by Bill Clinton, but fear does not equal respect." And here we have an article that really gets right down to it, Investment Watch blog. "Hillary Clinton's recorded failures prove hard to forget. Democrats in full-blown panic mode about Clinton's polls." Well, Hillary's crimes and failures are not going to be forgotten between now and November, because we here on the independent media are going to keep them in the public eye. They're going to be regularly featured every single day on the website and this radio show, because people have to know. As Richard Nixon said, people have a right to know if their president's a crook. Of course, then he went on to lie and say that he wasn't a crook. And look where that wound up. Now, Chris Christie, in his speech before the RNC, basically came out and said, lock her up. Everybody's using that. Hillary for prison, or Hillary pillory. And they even had the banner, Hillary for prison, flying over the RNC. And, of course, Hillary's defenders are out there saying, this is just excessive campaign rhetoric. No, it isn't. Hillary violated Title 18. And Comey may have let her off on the excuse that he doesn't know that she intended to do wrong, but that's irrelevant to Title 18. Title 18 includes exposure of U.S. national secrets through carelessness and neglect, which Comey said Hillary Clinton was definitely guilty of, extreme carelessness. So there's a new campaign slogan for the Clinton campaign out there. Vote for Hillary Clinton because America deserves an extremely careless president. Now, over at Judicial Watch, they are locked in a battle with the Department of Justice over having Hillary Clinton testify under oath regarding the very unusual employment arrangement of her good friend and Anthony Weiner's wife, Huma Abedin, which did not comply with departmental policy, and apparently there was some double dipping going on in there. And Hillary's lawyers and the Department of Justice are insisting Hillary doesn't need to testify because everything that the Judicial Watch is asking was already covered in the other depositions. Now, there's two problems with that. First of all, how do Hillary's lawyers and the Justice Department know what Judicial Watch is going to ask? And the answer is they don't, unless they've got Judicial Watch completely bugged from top to bottom. And we know why they're fighting tooth and nail. They're already looking at a possible perjury charge over Hillary's testimony under oath last October regarding the email server, at least three statements of which are now known to have been materially false. And they don't want to give Judicial Watch another chance to trap Hillary Clinton into having to tell another lie under oath, which would lead to another perjury charge. Now, yesterday we were talking about an effort by Congressman Jason Chaffetz and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte to enlist the aid of U.S. Attorney Phillips in bringing a perjury charge against Hillary Clinton. And apparently the congressional website, which had a page on this measure, that page has now vanished completely. It's been gone for 2 days. And people are asking, just who gave the order to take that page down and cover it all up? Because somebody certainly did. And if it was the Obama White House, that's obstruction of justice, and that's an impeachable offense. And it's not too late to impeach and forcibly remove Obama from the White House, thereby staining his historical legacy as it so richly deserves. Now, there's another scandal that we should not lose sight of. Everybody's focused on the email server, the email server, the email server, the possible espionage behind it. But there are other things we should not lose track of. While Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, according to the State Department Inspector General, $6 billion vanished without a trace. Now, Hillary's defenders are out there saying, no, the money didn't vanish. The IG just said the bookkeeping was so sloppy they weren't sure where it went. Well, if you don't know where it went, then how can you be sure that it's still there? So they're thrashing about on that one. Personally, I think you ought to look for a sudden $6 billion influx into that Clinton Foundation. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Mike in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there in Texas? Okay, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of point something out. There's a lot of people on my social media that are all big Hillary supporters and defenders and whatnot. And one of the common threads that they're kind of pushing is, okay, yeah, Richard Nixon was a crook and this and that, and he created a crime, or he committed a crime much worse than what Hillary did, so that makes it okay. But I want to see a criminal lawyer get up in front of a judge and say, okay, O.J. Simpson got away with murder, so that makes it okay for my person, whatever, to get away. Get off free.
Well, you know, anytime somebody says about that, you know, not necessarily Richard Nixon, but, you know, all these other secretaries of state, they were doing the same thing, and you should let Hillary go. And my usual response, because 9 times out of 10 I'm talking to a female, is they say, look, some men get away with rape. Are you telling me you don't think we should punish the rapists that get caught? And that, of course, slams them dead in their tracks. You need to remember, though, that a lot of the pro-Hillary people you find on social media are paid to be there, just like those Donald Trump protesters. One of Hillary's PACs is running literally a $1 million operation of cyber warfare and cyber propaganda.
Yeah, some of these people, though, they're the new liberals that went to college, got indoctrinated with that whole thing going on now, because being supposedly college-educated is an automatic pretty much libtard for me personally. So it's kind of just, I don't know, it's just ridiculous. It's just, they admit them to doing a crime, but then it's okay for whatever, a police to shoot dead some black guy or whatever for committing a crime, then that's okay because it was justified, but it's not justified for her to be locked up in prison.
You're wasting your time arguing with people who are paid to argue with you in order to waste your time. So you need to focus on talking to people who are receptive to what's going on, and not get sucked into these little wrestling matches in the mud pit. Because Hillary has this very well-funded online propaganda operation going on. We know the social media is on her side. They're downvoting, if not deleting, anything critical of Hillary. This is going to be a fistfight for the future of this country. And Hillary is going to cheat any way that she feels she needs to. And like I said, there's a tremendous dichotomy between the online corporate media polls, which have Hillary and Trump in a tie, versus the online website polls where Trump is just way, way out ahead. And it's that disparity between, you know, the so-called official polls and what we're getting from real people that has also cast suspicion on the legitimacy and honesty of the primaries.
I don't waste any time than any more, much more than I need to. I just wanted to point that out just with my experience with some of these people, some of her defenders out there. And now the new thread is going and bashing Melania and Trump on the whole speech the other day. And it's just ridiculous. But either way, I just wanted to point that out. That's all I got, Mike. You have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here. And yes, you need to understand that Hillary comprehends how important social media presence is, and she's got the money to be able to go on out and hire as many people as she needs to try and control the online discussion. There are public relations firms that do nothing but plant people in social media to argue a particular position, and their biggest customers are governments and politicians. And so you need to understand that the front line in the war for the minds of America is right here on the internet. And the other side loves to play dirty because the lobbying laws do not require hired online shills to reveal who they are. They are allowed to pretend they're general public. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
your husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we need to do our little shout-out to our on-air affiliates. We forgot to do it at 6 minutes after the top of the hour, but we know you're out there. We appreciate you being part of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Talking about polls, one of the reasons the Clinton camp may be starting to panic is that black Americans, despite all this obvious race baiting and Hillary Clinton getting on out there and saying, you know, the white people need to acknowledge their privilege and all the rest of that, black Americans are actually starting to move away from the Democratic plantation and support Donald Trump. And they all say the same thing. Hillary is saying exactly what we want to hear. We have no reason to think she will ever keep her word. And that is going to be Hillary's downfall. We have Latinos who are on Trump's side. And I think what we're seeing is a growing movement among the legal immigrants who are welcome here, and they don't want to be tainted and stained by being mixed in with the illegal immigrants. And they're starting to think Trump's got the right idea. Now, amazingly enough, the current Republican National Convention is the first convention in decades without a representative of the Bush family showing up. And amazingly enough, the Bush family is endorsing Hillary Clinton, the Democrat. Now, why, oh, why might that be? Well, I told you yesterday Remember back during Prohibition, the rum runners made enough money to buy their way into the highest levels of the government. That's where the Kennedy dynasty came from. Old Joe Kennedy was a rum runner, and his son got to be president. Now we have the war on drugs, and those who are trafficking in those illicit substances have enough money to buy their way into the highest levels of the government. And remember, Iran-Contra, the Bushes and the Clintons were both implicated in this CIA gun and drug running operation. The northern end of this whole pipeline was in Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton. That's where all their wealth and power began. We're in the same exact situation as back during Prohibition, a completely corrupted government. Now we're seeing an article coming out of thehornnews.com. Apparently Ted Cruz is going to be on the podium at the Republican National Convention tonight. He is still refusing to endorse Donald Trump. And the word is that Ted Cruz is going to come on out and lambaste the crowd for nominating Donald Trump instead of himself. And apparently is going to be trying, finally understands he cannot hijack this convention, but is going to be laying the groundwork for another run at the presidency in 2012. Now, somebody needs to do an ice bucket challenge on Ted Cruz's head and all of his supporters and remind them, Ted Cruz does not qualify as a natural-born citizen. He was born in Canada, out of wedlock of two parents who were Canadian citizens at the time. And because he was born out of wedlock, he does not qualify for birthright citizenship because his mother's from Delaware. Again, if you don't want to play by the rules, get out of the game. Why are we so strict with Olympic stars or football stars or basketball stars where if they don't follow the rules, oh, heaven forbid, they're kicked out? We need to be doing the same thing to the government. Either play by the rules or you're benched, possibly for the season, possibly for your career. Now, apparently, there's yet another lawsuit being filed, to hold up certification in several states of the Democratic primaries and forcing a complete recount. And the evidence in this lawsuit filed by the Institute for American Democracy and Election Integrity is relying on that Stanford study showing a clear disparity between official results versus exit polls in precincts with paper ballots and hand counting versus those precincts with the electronic machines, which showed a consistent 8 to 9% shift towards Hillary Clinton. That is statistically impossible for that to happen in a fair system. So they're going to court and they're going to say this needs to be recounted. And my philosophy on that is if the government can't prove beyond all doubt the accuracy, honesty, and fairness of elections, we are under no obligation to obey them, pay their bills, and sacrifice our children in their wars of conquest. We'll be back after these few words.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, one of the big issues going into November is keeping the vote to the American people as it belongs. And we know there's a major problem with illegals voting. And there are all these court fights going on where the Democrats are going on in and saying that being required to show an ID to vote is discriminatory. Really? How? If you're a legal American citizen, you've got ID. And only legal American citizens are supposed to vote. So how is it discriminatory to demand a photo ID? Now, down in Texas, they've gone the Democratic route. They're out there saying that requiring the showing of identification is discriminatory and it will exclude certain classes of people from voting. Yeah, the illegal immigrants who aren't supposed to be voting in the first place. Now, Judicial Watch has joined with the Allied Educational Foundation and filed an amicus curiae, friend of the court brief, with the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in the case of NAACP versus McCrory. Now, the brief argues in support of a lower court ruling that the 2013 North Carolina election integrity law, which includes a requirement voters show a photo identification, is valid. The only people who are opposed to proving who you are to vote are those who aren't supposed to be voting. It's that obvious. And I'm very, very angered by these politicians who seem to think this is a really good thing to do. And I'll tell you why. You know, they're out there saying, you can't do that. I need those loyal Democratic voters, because today's illegal immigrants are tomorrow's loyal Democrats. And again, it goes back to something I said yesterday. We, the American people, built this nation. The doctors, the teachers, the bakers, the carpenters, the architects, the electricians, the plumbers, the road layers. Americans, with our own hands, have built this nation up over 200 years. And what we want this nation to do is to be bequeathed to the next generation of Americans, our children, as it was bequeathed to us. But we seem to have a lot of politicians over on the Democratic camp who want to basically steal our children's inheritance and trade it to these illegal immigrants and refugees in exchange for their votes. They're literally stealing our country and bartering it off to help win an election with people who shouldn't be allowed to vote in the first place. That is a betrayal of the nation and its people, because this nation does belong to we, the American people. This government supposedly belongs to we, the people. It says so right up at the top of that Constitution. And we've got way too many politicians, too big for their britches, who seem to think holding elected office gives them ownership over the United States, and it does not. We had that caller who called into the show yesterday saying, well, when the United States became United States, Inc., you know, the possession changed, and no, it didn't. You can create a corporation that doesn't give you ownership over anything. That USA Inc., if it was selling shares in the United States, it may have been selling something that was not their property. It was a fraud on the American people and a fraud on the those who bought in. But we, the American people, built this nation. We, the American people, own this nation. And where we say it goes is to the next generation of Americans. It's not to be bartered away to help steal elections by anybody. Now then, getting over to the war zones, and things are getting very, very ugly. There's a video that's been circulating around on how some of these terrorist groups that we call the moderates, and the U.S. government openly admits arming and supplying, apparently beheaded a child, 10 years old. And they videoed it, and they said, hey, this is great. Look at what we did. They put it out on the internet, went viral around the world, revealing that the U.S. government is spending your tax dollars to support some absolute monsters in Syria for the sole purpose of depriving Syria of its democratically elected government. And these are the people that the U.S. kept insisting were the good guys and deserved our support. You know, besides that 10-year-old kid, he was a Palestinian. He doesn't matter anyway. It's not like they killed an Israeli. That would be really serious. The civilian death toll from coalition airstrikes in Syria could be the single largest in a U.S.-led war anywhere against ISIS. And apparently, they're killing more civilians. They're mistaking them for ISIS fighters. They're not being careful with their targets. Syria has gone to the United Nations saying, you must do something, after French and U.S. airstrikes kill over 140 innocent civilians. Now, the U.S. has responded to the scandal by saying they may pause the support of the Syrian rebels following the beheading of this Palestinian boy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, pause is over. And apparently the State Department issued a statement saying there will be consequences if the gruesome videos of the death are true. Meaning the U.S. will make really bad faces. We'll wag our finger at you mightily. Don't make us look bad. It's amazing. Now, France has announced that the West is getting ready to strike on the Islamic State in Iraq. Says apparently forces from Libya are there. And we know what's really going on. They're getting ready to carve off a chunk of Iraq for a new Kurdistan to go with the chunk they're going to carve off of Turkey and Syria. And I think right now the situation in Turkey, Erdogan is not going to go along with that one tiny bit. Now, Erdogan's purge has now reached 50,000 individuals either thrown in prison or fired or their careers ruined. Turkey is announcing emergency measures. They've already revoked the licenses of 24 radio and television stations. This coup has basically given Erdogan license to stop being a democratic nation and be a full-blown Islamic dictatorship, the very sort of government we're supposed to be at odds with all over the Middle East. Turkey has now blocked access to WikiLeaks because WikiLeaks announced they were going to leak some emails revealing the corruption of Erdogan's government. So Erdogan is definitely turned into a dictator. The duck test applies. If it looks like a dictator and acts like a dictator and smells like a dictator, it's probably a dictator. And in response to all of the turmoil in Turkey, Standard & Poor's has cut Turkey's credit rating deeper into junk. And S&P is saying there's a period of heightened unpredictability, and they really don't think it's a good place to be investing money. And obviously, I would tend to agree with that. Now, over in Yemen, there's a standoff there involving a police station. And apparently, it's starting to draw the general population in. It's not just the police and the hostage takers anymore. Apparently, activists are now building their own barricade in front of the police cordon. So that could explode. The whole world is on the verge of a global revolution against money junkies everywhere, which I think would be a good thing. Now, the other day we were talking about how deserters from the Ukrainian forces were revealing that there was a NATO-Ukraine plan for a large-scale offensive against the Donbass. And now we're getting confirmation it's underway. This is from katehan.com. Ukrainian forces prepare a large-scale provocation on the contact line. And they're doing it in order to justify their own violations of the Minsk agreements. This was announced by the representative of the operational command of the DNI. Everybody knows where we're going. Another story that came out of Prison Planet. Russian citizens are preparing for a real war. They're starting to stock up on essential supplies, salt, matches, things like that, because they know where this is going. Apparently in Russia, everybody's talking about the potential for a coming war. And a war with Russia is a big mistake. It's inevitably going to go nuclear. Because the United States is militarily drawn down after, 13, 14 years of wars and coup d'etats and drone strikes in all these countries, they're running out of materiel. We had that report, I think, 3 weeks ago, where soldiers on the front lines do not have enough ammunition. They don't have all the necessary equipment. They're running short. All of the weapons are starting to wear out. Weapons are not built to last the way a car or a truck is, because the expectation is when they go into combat, their life expectancy is measured in hours. Why build them to last for 10 years? And they don't. They fall apart very, very quickly. And so the U.S. is worn down militarily. And to get into a full-on frontline war with Russia and or China is ridiculous because it's at the point where the U.S. government finally acknowledges they cannot win a conventional war against Russia. That's when they'll bring out the nuclear weapons. And the wild card in all this mess, of course, are those B-61 nuclear bombs currently surrounded by Turkey's forces at that air base. And those can be dialed up to 340 kilotons each. They're considered tactical weapons, but they're far more powerful than the weapons that destroyed the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Meanwhile, Russia and China are signaling that they're going to broaden and deepen their ties. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is saying Russia and China are moving closer together, economically and in all probability, militarily. Because I think Russia and China understand that if they are joined together, they are a force that hopefully will back the United States' aggression back down before this situation gets totally out of hand. Meanwhile, along with the obvious provocations taking place in Ukraine, the U.S. is continuing to rattle their sabers down there in the South China Sea. Washington has announced they're going to continue their operations in the South China Sea, their freedom of navigation exercises to protect their rights to sail anywhere they want on international waters. China's never challenged that. All China has said is these islands are our property. They always have been along. And we don't recognize the Hague's authority to arbitrarily take them away from us and give them to somebody else. And here's where it gets a little bit interesting. Somebody did a video showing that in the United States Library of Congress, there are documents going back hundreds of years proving that those islands have been considered Chinese territory all along. It's like when Israel says there was never any such thing as Palestine, and you go back to the historical documents, oh, there's Palestine, and there's Palestine, and there's Palestine, and there's Palestine. Same thing here. The U.S. is trying to convince you China doesn't own those islands, and yet in the U.S. Library of Congress, they have the documents that say, yeah, this is Chinese territory, and it's been seen as Chinese territory for hundreds of years, even before the Cairo Declaration. At the end of World War II, the U.S. government signed the Cairo Declaration saying, yes, these islands are the property of China. Japan stole them during World War II, and the U.S. in that Cairo Declaration said China gets them back. This is just an attempt to provoke conflict with China because the U.S. government is desperate for a war. They are absolutely convinced if they can get a shooting war going with Russia or China, that we, the American people, are going to forget all about the corruption and the crime and the economic hardship and the NSA spying on us all and the phony terror attacks and Hillary's email and spying and all the rest. We'll forget all about that overnight. Throw a snappy salute at the flag and fling our money and our children onto the designated enemy's bayonets. And it's not going to happen. Because the American people are wise to how these wars get created. And the U.S. government has lost the trust and confidence of the American people. And they did it to themselves. I know there's a lot of politicians running around and saying, it's the fault of that gosh darn internet that the people don't trust us anymore. No, it's the fault of politicians who lie after lie after lie to the American people. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. The Lusitania wasn't carrying weapons. Honest, trust us, we wouldn't lie to you. Pearl Harbor was a sneak attack. Really, we had no idea they were coming. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Assad has sarin gas. Saudi Arabia did 9/11. When you lie on an epic scale to the people like that, sooner or later, the people are going to stop listening. And it's the fault of those who broke that trust with the lies. It's not the fault of the internet or the independent media. We're doing the job an independent media is supposed to do. Act as a watchdog on government wrongdoing. That's why the founding fathers created that First Amendment. To allow people and the media of the day to point out where the government is behaving badly without fear of reprisal. That's why that's in there. Now, Russia has put Black Lives Matter on their international list of terrorist groups, including all those who are funding them, Mr. Soros. And they should be on the American list because they're out there openly saying if Donald Trump wins the presidency, they will try to overthrow the United States government. That, to me, sounds like a terrorist group. Israel is still out there trying to arm twist Obama to not sell any more advanced warplanes to Israel's neighbors in the Gulf because they'll wind up in terrorist hands. And Netanyahu's out there saying, you will not sell those planes to other nations. You will give those planes to us free, or I'll tell the world who really did 9/11. It's kind of the way he operates out there. Apparently, that 3.7 magnitude earthquake off of Florida may have been caused by a U.S. Navy test, which had to obviously have had a huge wallop. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently the Navy was off the coast of Florida, and they set off an underwater explosion of some magnitude to test the seaworthiness of a new U.S. Navy vessel. And they're going to release an official statement later this week. And the question is, was this explosion really so powerful that it registered as a 3.7 magnitude earthquake, or did it actually trigger a quake? Now, the area where it happened is not known to be seismically active. So pardon me for being winded. I had to do something on the commercial break. Turning to the economy, Deutsche Bank derivatives risk Europe Italian banks to crash first. And we're seeing articles like this one over in the Express in UK. Italy will destroy the European Union. They're in serious trouble. All the banks are. And all the quantitative easing and the bailouts and the negative interest rates don't work anymore. They've run out of tricks to keep the economy looking at some semblance of a functioning economic system. Because it's a Ponzi scheme. All private central banks are Ponzi schemes, and all Ponzi schemes eventually collapse. And that's where we're headed. Now, over at HSBC, they've cut 87,000 jobs. You remember, HSBC was the bank which was making all kinds of money, laundering drug money for drug criminals. And still, they couldn't make it. We'll be getting back to them in a little bit here. Here's an article coming out of Investment Watch blog. American workers are skipping hard-earned vacation time in order to meet their bills, which increases the risk for stress-related diseases such as heart attacks and anxiety. And that is an issue. Now, if you look at Japan, where they have an incredible work ethic, and the Japanese pride themselves on working long and working hard, they suffer for it physically and mentally, high suicide rate. As opposed to looking at, for example, France, where everybody pretty much takes the month of August off, and they're much more relaxed. They don't have these work-related health issues. But the attitude here in the United States government is work them until they drop. Put them under such financial stress, they won't even take the vacation time their contract says they're entitled to. Over in Great Britain, pardon me, their middle class is becoming the new poor as their economy declines. They're getting out of the EU just in time. In fact, they may be accelerating it. Article coming out of RIMF.com. Prime Minister Theresa May is saying, we're not planning to trigger Article 50 this year, but that could change if things start to fall apart. Now, over at the International Monetary Fund, they're now admitting they got it wrong with all the doom and gloom warnings about the British economy after the Brexit. And their actual projections are showing that after Britain leaves the EU, their economy is likely to grow faster than Germany and France. And they're already making deals around the Commonwealth. They're actually going to be much better off without that EU, and that contagion will spread. We've got to take a break for top of the hour station identification. We'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.